Moving on to subdivision 2006-74, David L. and Carolyn D. Wilson, Royal Estates, as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2006-74 for David L. Wilson and Carolyn D. Wilson, based upon the record and for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code, and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. The proposed subdivision density is less than the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The subdivision is consistent with other developments in the area. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways or public transportation. DENREC has indicated that the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems. This approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 30 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and settlement control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirement, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and the approval of Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and settlement control.
Do you need to bring that up here for me to turn that off for you, or think that'll be okay?
The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. A 30-foot forested agricultural buffer shall be shown along boundaries bordering on any land used primarily for agricultural purposes. The final site plan shall also contain a landscaping plan for all the buffered areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffered areas. Developers shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included within any lot lines, any lots. A system of street lighting shall be established. Sidewalks shall be located on one side of all streets in the subdivision. And there shall be a 50-foot buffer from all wetland areas. Permanent markers shall be placed on the upland side of all wetland buffers.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-74. David L. and Carolyn D. Wilson for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.